I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. My name is Kit Laser.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, Love Lingual Edition, Part 2. This time we got Madison here.
So
what we do is we pull some of these cards that are very intimate, for the most part, questions intended for couples, but we're a throuple, and we're going to answer these questions.
No, so last week's love lingual between Chris and I proved to be quite popular,
I think. We got 99% wonderful feedback.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like so many people were just like super engaged and
we
loved
lost
it.
One guy.
I don't even know if it was because of that episode. It sounds like he hasn't been listening for a while. It sounds like that dude just only listened to the Lost coverage and then got mad. So like we thought it would be fun since Madison was here. We have the third host. We have that extra heat that Madison brings.
A lot of pressure.
We would do a sequel to the Love Lingual episode and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Madison, for your edification, for any listeners / viewers who did not see last week's, we have a couples card game called Love Lingual, and it's meant for couples to play together and they can learn about each other much more quickly. This specific game has five decks with different themes. We have family, intimacy, individual, couple, past and future. Those are your options. So what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to let Madison go first. So that's what's going to happen. So what Madison, you're going to do, you're going to pick one of these decks. I'll pull the card. I will ask you a question. You will answer it if you're comfortable answering. If you're not comfortable, you don't have to. You can pass. And then once you're done answering, we'll move on. Last week, I know Chris and I answered. We both answered each card, but this time, in the interest of keeping things moving along, we're all just going to answer the card that we are given and move on.
Right on.
Get some more content.
Madison,
coverage.
Choose a category.
Let me see.
Family, intimacy, individual, couple, past and future.
Since I am solo dolo, let's do individual.
Individual. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh.
Madison.
Oh, wow.
Your individual card. Are you truly happy? Coming out of the
gate. I'm going to cry again. Right now, I am in a period of my life that I'm going through some... I'm in a milestone period of my life. So to say that I'm happy is a stretch, but to say that I'm progressing towards my happiness, I think is a better answer. So
yeah, because there's a lot of unknown variables happening currently in your life.
Yes, there's a lot of things happening personal and career-wise that are pivoting a lot of things in my life. So just trying to navigate that and find a medium of happiness in that is currently what's happening. So, but wow, that was a very
Yeah, it came in hot.
Wow.
That was that. We're starting off hot.
Whew, had to hold back tears for a second. But yes, that's my answer to that.
Fairly happy.
Fairly.
You're like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Right. Yes. All I would right. say my friends and family are what are keeping me happy at the moment. Hell and doing yeah. this podcast. So thank you.
Good save.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that make me next? Or do you want to go next?
You gotta go clockwise.
Let's do past and future.
Past.
Hit me with that.
And future. Is there anything from your past that you're ashamed of?
Anything from my past that I'm ashamed of? Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah. A lot of the stuff I'm ashamed of, I think, happened in high school. I mentioned last week the breakup story, so I won't go into that. But another like instance that this is one of those things in high school that keeps me up at night that's really embarrassing. But we're all friends here. It's kind of a funny story. I'm embarrassed about it, but I'm going to tell you all.
Shit your pants?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And not so many words. There's a little bit more extra happening there. But yeah, so.
Wow, I was right on that.
I feel like that's a good medium answer to that most embarrassing story.
Well, that was the thing that first came up. I mean, there's other things I'm.
Sure.
But this story is kind of funny in that in high school, I ran track freshman, junior.
Oh, wow.
Or freshman and sophomore year.
Shocked by that.
No, I'm just thinking of where this story's going. On the track.
Well, so what happened? So it wasn't on the track. So what happened was, you know, you go to school. At the end of school, you go to the track. You do track practice. And the way that the track was positioned at my high school was you have your high school. And then the track was kind of not super duper close to the school. There was a trek to get to it. Uh-huh. And so we went to practice, did our thing. At the end of practice, I had to take a shit so bad, like it hurt. Mm. So I go to the restrooms that are like in the, you know, stadium area, and all of them are locked. And I couldn't find like an adult or anybody to see like that would have keys to unlock it. So I'm like, fuck, I got to go back to the high school. Oh. So I'm walking to the high school and I'm doing the little
waddle.
Yeah, the waddle shuffle, like got to get there. I make it into the high school. The closest bathroom from the entrance of the doors was like a whole hallway away from the entrance. So like I make it to school. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. And make it, I did not.
In high school.
Luckily and unluckily. So fortunately for me, there was nobody
That's
around.
That's tough.
So nobody witnessed this. But and this is the part that I'm ashamed of. You know how like when you start, if it's a solid shit.
Sure.
You can just feel it coming out, but it's not like liquid. It's like a full ass turd.
Sure.
It's like dropping out of me and falling through my like, because I'm wearing like elastic gym shorts, right?
Sure.
So it's just falling on the ground, but I'm in such a rush to try to make it to the bathroom. I don't stop.
Oh, no.
So it's just these little like turds are falling into the hallway and I'm like leading a trail to the bathroom. I get to the bathroom, I finish up, and then I'm like, it's after hours. Like there's nobody really after at the school
hour.
After hours.
After poop hours.
And I have this moment where like, do I tell anybody or do I run?
No. So you just shit on the floor and left?
And ran. Yeah.
So somebody, some poor janitor.
Luckily for him, it was solid. So it's just like like scoop it into the pan situation.
That,
at least that's the caveat. But yeah, I ran.
I mean,
was a coward.
Is Milford, I don't know
It's a higher upper middle class school.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's not like a rich kid school, but it's like higher middle class.
No typical poop.
Yeah, I mean, he had the key to the Johnny's Toys, so.
Right.
Yeah. I led a good life.
He can shit on the floor if he wants to.
So, yeah, I shit on my pants. It fell on the floor. Didn't really mess up my pants.
I've never done that,
that's
man.
Impressive.
Yeah, I guess I was dehydrated from
the
trash.
I shit my pants more than most people in elementary school. I had a weird thing where I didn't like going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I would hold it, and obviously that didn't work out a lot.
I relate to that as well. It got me in trouble a couple of times.
Like in gym class, I shit my pants, and I was probably like second grade, and I had to sit next to the gym teacher. And you literally, it was like a movie. You could see her at a certain point go, like the smell hit her. And then she looked at me and I hit her.
You made eye contact?
I hit her with the old, what's up? And she's like, did you go to the bathroom on yourself? And I'm like, what? No.
As there's like doo-doo going up. Idiot. The
must have been somebody else. And like, I'm the only one on the bleachers with her. Everybody else is still playing. And this is, again, this is like a movie because everything happened the worst possible way, right? So she's like, come with me. And everybody's like, you know how kids are. My crit's getting taken out of the, and like, you know, she's like, mind your own business, kids. The office is right across the hall from the gym. Mm-hmm. So we go to the office, go to the guidance counselor. I call my parents and my mom has to bring me clean underwear and pants now, right? So my mom's driving up. What am I doing? Sitting in the chair right outside the office where kids sit when they're about to get in trouble and wait, you know, I'm sitting there when the entire gym class comes out. So I'm sitting there just shit my pants. The entire grade is marched out. And you know how you have to line up before you return so everyone just lines up 6 feet from me and stares at me for like 7 minutes while they do the head count and shit. And I'm just sitting there.
What smells?
Just being cool. Just sitting the guy who shit his pants.
Such a cool dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so I feel for you, Steve. However, kept it in my pants, you know?
Did Chris poop his pants?
Yes. So I was cool. I made lots of friends.
Mm, there you go.
Anyway. All right. You want to, what card are you picking?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do intimacy.
I knew you would. That's why I didn't choose it. How did you learn about sex?
How did you learn about it?
Did you get a birds and the bees talk or was it more traumatic than that?
No, very traumatic. I grew up in the 90s with a burgeoning internet, mm-hmm. And a plethora of asshole cousins. So it was more like a, hey, this is how it works. You know, you know about boners, you know, what
word on the street is you don't know about boners. We here to teach you.
Yeah, they were like 38-year-old Joe Pesci-esque. So it was like a combination of, you know, word on the street talk and wrong information, a VHS copy of a porno that I found in my brother's apartment, and which I cherished, and Channel 72 when I could occasionally catch a boob. On the blurry channel and the internet. Yeah. Which was the Wild West back then.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
But it was like dial up computer in the living room style. So it was like, you gotta be careful.
Yeah.
And like that shit,
ain't, mom, get off the phone.
That shit ain't clicking. You ain't exiting out of that with any kind of speed.
Yeah.
No.
Cause it was dial up. So it was like,
the image would slowly be like, oh, I'm going to get the boobs are coming. Yeah. Yeah,
they are. Or you would like on like Kazaa or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Kazaa, BearShare.
You would download a porno video based on the title and like the file size.
Boobs and butts 10.
But you had no idea what it was. There was no thumbnail or anything. So you would spend an hour and a half, 3 hours downloading this and then just make it work.
Oh.
Because it's 4 a.m. now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You're like, well, I guess this is my afternoon.
Wow. So it was wild times. So yeah, not in a healthy way at all. Nobody talked to me about it. Mm. Sex education in my school was like, here's some deodorant.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yeah.
And my parents weren't comfortable. You know, they honestly, for parents that like smoked weed with me and stuff, taught me very little about anything important. Mm-hmm. We never had that. I don't think we ever had that conversation at all. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm.
Not good.
Not good. Madison? What deck of cards?
I thought you were asking me how I learned about sex.
That wasn't your card. Wasn't your card.
I'll do intimacy. I'll step up.
Stepping up. Okay. Madison.
Oh no. Maybe I should revoke.
What do you fantasize about?
Oh, I feel like I've talked about this already.
Pirates?
Yeah.
Pirates?
I think I Yeah, me at Renfest, my libido is insane.
Got a turkey leg in one hand. That's what I was
thinking. No, I think that is
nature's aphrodisiac.
I think that's one of the more extreme fantasies I have is pirate role play. I'm a big fan of just, I don't know. It's kind of like the ruggedy look. I don't know. I think just the visual of it is very appealing to me.
Yeah, you like that tobacco smell. Yeah, you know, it's all coming together now. Yeah.
Rum.
Yeah.
Scurvy.
I think it's for me, really, it's the flowy white booty shirt. Like, you know.
The blouse?
Yes, the blouse with, you know, the boots.
The frills. Mm.
Just kind of like a, I don't know, just like a rough, I don't know.
Who's the sexiest pirate?
I do enjoy Orlando Bloom's version, Will Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm,
classic.
And I also enjoy Edward Kenway from Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
What? Yeah. The dirty blonde look.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm not usually into blondes, but I was like, all right, this is doing it for me big time.
It's one of the best Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah. That one and number three, which I know can be controversial, but.
Coolest person I know dropping a Edward Kenway reference. Jesus Christ.
I think they're redoing that game.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I might finally play it. They're going to remaster it.
I don't think it's a remastering. I think it's like it's the same character, but I think it's a reimagining of the story. Maybe?
Oh, interesting.
I could be
wrong. As long as you can still like make that pirate ship and do all the stuff. Because that was the most fun pirate video game shit ever. Yes.
Do either of you play Sea of Thieves? Are you into that?
No, but I've heard good things. I think my reign with video games is over, unfortunately. I haven't really touched my PlayStation in a while. But the games I did play was the pirate games. I have heard of Sea of Thieves, and it sounds really good.
Looks fun. Yeah. I think it's a PC thing, though.
Every video I see from it is just a person our age.
Fucking with, yeah.
Griefing 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, you so bitch.
Leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Sinking their ship.
Oh, no, the Kraken.
I'm sad.
Pretty much.
But I do enjoy the pirate role play. But I guess on a more like standard surface level, I don't really enjoy like crazy rough sex, I guess. Just like very, very tender.
Tender, loving.
A sensual pirate.
Yeah. I wouldn't say vanilla per se, but I do.
He would walk the plank with you hand in hand.
But I don't like it to be quick. I'll just say that.
All right.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah.
If we were closer, I'd high five you.
Yeah.
I made the noise for some reason.
Oh, thank you. There we go.
And then I left you silently miming a high five. Steve, what category?
Let's see. I'll do couple.
Couple.
I mean, like this one says, if we break up tomorrow, what would you miss the most?
Oh.
Mm. If streaming things broke up tomorrow.
I guess you could answer it that
what
way.
What would I miss most? Honestly, if streaming things broke up tomorrow, the thing I would miss most
is
seeing Chris every week. Honestly.
And his cheeks.
You know, and them cheeks. You know, I do love watching him walk away.
Yeah.
But the finality of it would be
such a short-lived pleasure, yeah.
Because like I consider you a very good friend. But we don't really hang out that often outside of the show.
Never have.
Just because of the way life is. I mean, you've got a baby to take care of.
It's not, working. It's not you. I do nothing other than this,
right,
you know?
Right. And I think and that's what's so cool. Cause like you and I like are, I think, pretty, pretty close friends at this point. We see each other every week, but we don't really hang out outside of the show. Mm. And I think if the show ended, I would see you much less. Like, I mean, I love Andy to death, but you know, I don't see him nearly as often as once a week. I see him like maybe once every 3 weeks.
He lives like three blocks from me and I haven't seen him since he's left the show.
Yeah. And I miss him dearly. So yeah, if streaming things did break up, that would be the thing I miss most is not seeing you every week. And also Madison is you as well. But I feel like I see you out in the wild way more often than I see Chris out in the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not let off my leash a whole lot.
you're what's his name? The data actor in Independence Day. They don't let me out much.
Oh yeah, the guy who
Dr. Oka
or something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose I'm going to stay away from couple for sure, because I read through a lot of those. That was like specifically a romantic couple question type stuff.
Should I just remove it?
Yeah,
the whole deck?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Removing couple deck from the game.
I'm going to try. Let me try past and future.
Past and future. Chris, when was the last time I made you laugh really hard? What was it about?
You make me laugh a lot.
You can say last time Madison made you laugh as well. I think the I is more of a we in this situation.
Yeah, I think one of the funniest like Madison recurring shticks is when she was so disdainful about my theory on yellow jackets.
So you think planes?
Yeah.
So you think planes?
Because it was an effortless, you know, it was just a pure, genuine reaction of my stupidity more than her like trying to poke fun or something. Because she's so sweet. It's like she didn't want to hurt my feelings, but she was just so shocked that anyone could think could think that way, you know? And she was still trying to process it because it never even occurred to her. She was just like, wait, so like it
was you think planes?
So, oh man. That's gotta be the first thing that popped in my head.
I had a thought randomly yesterday, really? Actually.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, shit! I'm just shut down now. Oh, my God. No, I had a thought the other day, or actually yesterday, about, like, I want to get Madison merch on the store.
Oh.
So I was trying to think of, like, what could Madison's merch be? And the one idea I had was we mock up a mugshot for Madison. Like, it looks, it's a black and white mugshot photo, and it's, like, Vinny, wanted for pinching butts.
Hey, dirty Vinny, hey, she's going around pinching butts. Yeah, I love the Ren Fair. How's it going?
Hey, come here, pirates.
I'm just a pirate seeking some booty.
I love that. That would be funny.
But for a long time.
All the booty.
Give me all the booty.
Chris, any other laughter? No?
I mean, we laugh a lot.
A lot.
We do.
Live, laugh, love. Yeah, in that order.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Because without Liv being first, the other ones don't happen.
Right.
You're right.
Madison?
Let's do...
Dealer's choice.
Choose wisely.
Let's do family.
Familia.
And Fast and Furious 4.
I don't know if we've done that one. Has anyone chosen that
yet? I haven't chosen it.
Okay.
Madison, how are you different from your dad or mom? How are you different from your mom and dad?
I'm sane. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I feel like that's a tough question. I mean, we're different in a lot of ways. But I don't know. I see parts of my parents within like myself. Like I feel like I have inherited a lot of my dad's like music and his kind of chill outlook on things, and I've inherited my mom's I don't know, just her chillness too. I don't know. How am I different? Okay. I feel like, not to like drag my mom, but I feel like my...
you don't say a bad thing about Suzanne.
My choices and partners are a lot better, I guess. My mom has had a couple of bad choices with the people that she's dated. And then with my dad, I'd say we're different in that he lacks willingness sometimes. I think he gets in his head and doesn't want to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I don't know. He just lacks willingness with certain things. So I think those are where, where we part, where we're different.
Plus the pirate things.
Plus the pirate, yeah.
That you know of.
Oh, no,
that
she gets that of. From both of them. Yeah. Her parents are pirates.
I will say, I think a lot of it, I mean, my dad kind of was a factor in that because he would buy me like swords and, you know.
Like rapiers, like a pirate type sword?
Yeah, or just like a, like there was a lot of pirate lore with like the toys that I was bought and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I mean, I think my dad was always a huge, like he's always into movies too. So he was always about the adventure, the action-y part. So he would buy me like, I don't know, pirate toys and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys and stuff like that. So
how do you feel about Muppet Treasure Island? Is that doing anything for you?
Oh, is that Tim Curry as Blackbeard?
I was going to say, I do enjoy Tim Curry. I'm not a big Muppets fan.
Yeah, that will do nothing for you.
I know.
Kermit.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He loves the Muppets.
It just wasn't something that I... Steve, come back. Come back. Hello? I'm sorry.
All right, fine. I'll come back.
But to be fair, I didn't really watch the Muppets growing up. Like, it wasn't something my parents were really into either, so.
I'm not a puppet guy either.
Yeah.
Steve Philistines. All of you.
Steve Love.
Philistines. There's a project at work happening where we might actually do a video with a actual legit Cookie Monster like puppet.
Oh.
And I'm so goddamn excited. I'm willing that into existence.
Who's going to be the puppeteer?
TBD. Although I really want it to be me.
You'd be a good puppeteer.
I think I would. I've seen some of the auditions and I think I can do it way better.
You would crush.
Well, I think there's something on your work social where I'm puppeteering something.
Yeah, it was were filming in a library of an elementary school and we had like an hour or something of downtime and they had puppets and stuff. So yeah. I was filming you with a monkey puppet, wasn't it?
I think it was like something like that.
Yeah, because the library was kind of decorated to look like a jungle.
Yeah, it was like a raccoon. I don't know.
Oh, it might have been a raccoon.
I could be your puppeteer.
Yeah.
Do it.
You were killing it.
But you said if there's a two puppeteer, maybe we can puppeteer together.
Speaking of puppets, somebody found Io Edebiri's Letterboxd. If you don't know, she's an actress most famous for The Bear, probably the show The Bear. Do you guys watch The Bear?
I haven't seen it, but it's on my list.
Oh, my God, guys. The Bear is incredible. Anyway, but she recently, she saw Empire Strikes Back for the first time in February and reviewed it. And her review says, "This movie's great, but I was really shocked by how ugly Yoda was. Sorry if that pisses anybody off, but I had only seen baby Yoda and adult Yoda is fucking busted."
I mean, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
But when 900 years old, you reach. Look as good you want.
Yeah. Do they have plastic surgery in space? I don't think Yoda.
They should.
I don't think
Yoda. I think he's had it. It's at work done. That's it.
All natural. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings. Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ledusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, A.K. Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
Steve, your turn. Your twine.
My twine?
Your twine.
It's your twine, Steve. Steve, we're playing.
I'll do...
Mom said we could keep playing, Steve.
I'll do Indivij.
Indivij. What's one quality you wish you had, but you don't?
Oh, man. One quality I wish I had, but I don't. I wish I could be...
Stamina?
Yeah, I need it. I need it. You know, I walk up a flight of stairs and I'm like gulping for air. And people are trying to ask me questions. I'm like,
Sound like Jack from Lost.
Jack from Lost, yeah.
Hey. I just climbed up 10 stairs. He's up there.
Where's the bathroom, you say?
No, so a quality I wish I had. I wish I was a little bit more less. I wish I was less shy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I karaoke man.
So here's the thing. Like here's the thing. I'm very shy if I don't know what my role is. Mm-hmm. So at karaoke, I'm supposed to be up here. Uh-huh. That's like how why I could do improv. Because like, people are here to watch me do this. I know my role. But if I'm in like a social function or like a networking event, I'm so goddamn shy because I don't know what to do.
Oh, like when we were at the Spider-Man premiere?
Yeah. Like I had such a hard time like approaching people and talking to people. Like, and I do that in general.
Who were you trying to say hi to? It was Paul Scheer and he was talking to
Sam Richardson. Yeah.
Mm. And we're like from us to you, Madison, from Paul Scheer and Sam Richardson and Steve. And I'm like, just say something. Cause Steve like really wants to say hi. Cause I'd been talking to Paul earlier. And he was like, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, you're on a first name basis with him now?
Yeah. My buddy, Paulie. But it was just, I remember that moment. I can kind of see what you're talking about. Because you were like, it was like hopscotch. You didn't know
where in that situation, too, it's like you're in this heightened environment of celebrities.
But it's something like I see in myself when I'm at work, right? So with my job, I have to like interact with clients a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm constantly putting my foot in my mouth. Like I'm basically Paul Rudd from I Love You, Man. Like whenever I interact with clients at work, where I'm just like, see you on the flipping majam. Like I do that shit. Like,
Later's on the Minjay.
Later's on the Minjay. Like my speech always breaks down and I end up like finger gunning and running away in fear.
That's Wanderlust. And you're just like, let me get that duck.
Let me get that duck.
Yeah, say that to clients.
Excuse me. I'm here to get that duck.
That'll secure you some jobs.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though. Like one of the most valuable insights I ever got, and I never thought I would say this sentence, came from reading Amy Schumer's memoir. Because hold
Random.
On, let me get there. In it, she talked about being an introvert and how everybody thinks an introverted person is just constantly quiet and shy and never leaves the house. And she's like, that's not true. Just because I'm a comedian and I'm like joke about my tits and stuff all the time does not mean I'm an extroverted person. Being an introvert means that when you do that, it takes a great deal of recharging afterward.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it just unlocked an understanding of myself that I didn't know before because I, at the time I worked at a restaurant and it was kind of a showboating bar restaurant where we're like, we would spend pizzas and do a lot of flair with our bartending and stuff. And it was like always putting on a show and it was like techno and like gangster rap. And we're like, you know, everybody throw your motherfucking hands up. Like it's like a weird restaurant, late night style. But then at home, I would just like be so dead inside.
Mm-hmm.
After leaving that.
Yeah.
Or like when I get nervous in public, I say inappropriate things and like talk louder and try to call attention to myself, which is a weird react, but I'm actually quite nervous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that kind of, I think I know what you mean. Like nobody would look at me and say, what an introverted person, but like social interactions destroy me.
Same. A lot of people, I tell them that I get shy around meeting new people and they don't believe me. And it's 100% true. I have a friend of mine who, in high school, we had an English class together and I never spoke in that class because I didn't know who anybody was. And I never talked. And then we would hang out over the summer. And like, she's like, you were such a weird, goofy person. That's like funny. Like, I didn't know you spoke the first 6 months I knew you, because like, you did not talk in that class. I'm like, 'cause I didn't know anybody. I was shy.
Yeah.
And I just got a new job, a new position at work, where now I'm like a producer. And so I am a lot more like client facing, and I talk to clients a lot more. And we were on the shoot, and it was the first big shoot that we did that I produced. It was like a big deal. I was already nervous about it. Like, oh, did I get everything okay? And, you know, all that stuff. And while we're on the shoot, my boss, who was supposed to direct the shoot, just goes, hey, you know the storyboards better. Why don't you direct this shoot? And so now I'm like producing and directing all the actors and stuff. And it's like, I wasn't prepared for it. And so, you know, I think I did a pretty okay job, and like the clients seemed to be happy with the end product. But like, when we got home from that shoot, I like died. I was like, I'm going to fall asleep for 12 hours because I am emotionally and physically just exhausted.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like,
I think that's good. I think they're going to put that spot on TV too. So really? Like, I'm going to be able to be like,
heck yeah.
I directed something that's awesome. Directed a commercial.
He's going to get his sixth Emmy.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Well, good job, Steve.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that. That's awesome. Killed it.
Well,
Chris, what's your next one?
Let's do intimacy again.
Do an intimacy.
We got a couple more. Time for a couple more.
So this question ends with me, but you can interpret the me as it, not me, as okay. anybody you okay. want. All right. Apart from sex, what other activity makes you feel close to me?
Mm. Honestly, other than sex is all I use you for, Steve.
Well, I get it. I do lack the stamina, though.
Apart from sex, what other activity makes you feel close to me?
Yeah. Like, I guess, like, apart from sex, how are you, like, close with your partner?
If it was my partner, I mean, so many things, you know? I mean, we have a child together. We've created life.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
No big deal. Like, when you nurse somebody back to health who's had their, like, body ripped in half. And you have,
what'd you do to that baby?
Okay. You know, it's like... that kind of closeness can't be replicated. But honestly, I think like traveling the world is one thing. Like when you're both really uncomfortable and lost together, and like your only reference point, you know, you're 4,000 miles from your house and your only reference point of recognizability is another person. I think that's a kind of intimacy that it's hard to recreate. Like you and I, when we went to LA, that's pretty far, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd never been there before other than the airport.
We were in a weird place that could have resulted in a lot of people dying. And all we had were each other.
That's right. And, you know, that brought us very close together. So I think traveling is a good one. But even just the small things, like cooking. My wife and I will sometimes cook together, like the HelloFresh meals and stuff. And neither one of us really know how to cook. So it's kind of a learning process.
That's fun.
And I think I saw in like a documentary, it was like an Anthony Bourdain documentary or something. And because I'm not like a one who cooks, I'm not like naturally, I actually quite get stressed out. If I have like multiple frying pans going and something, a sauce stewing at the same time, I lose my mind. I remember somebody tried to hire me for Bob Evans once, and it was my buddy just trying to give me a job literally. And I was like, yeah, it'll be cool because he wanted to make me a cook. And I was like, only thing is, cooking multiple things at the same time really makes me extremely stressed out. And like, I want to like die. And he was like, okay, terrible idea then. And so they made me a waiter, which I also hated. But anyway, the Anthony Bourdain was like, there's something so intimate and special about food. I mean, food is literally how we survive. It's like when you prepare a meal for somebody, that's providing them the sustenance they need to live. It's a very special thing. And I'd never thought of it that way before hearing him say that. And so now I try to be more like intentional when I prepare my meals sometimes. And like, you know, what was that Netflix documentary where the lady was like, she's not Italian at all. I don't know why I'm doing this. But something when something sparks joy, you know, like everything about
Marie Kondo.
Kondo,
yeah. Something like that.
It's kind of like that. But anyway, I would say
do you thank your clothes before you like throw them away?
Before I blow my nose in them.
Yeah.
and other things. No. I think cooking and traveling would be a really good way. All kinds of simple ways to get to know each other, though.
Yeah.
Feel close to each other. Madison, choose a card.
Let's do any past card. And future, because I haven't done that one yet.
Past and future. If a crystal ball could tell you one truth, what would you ask it?
Oh.
So basically, you could just, like, hey, crystal ball.
Anything about.
Hit me some truth.
About the future?
Or the past.
Or the past.
Or the past.
Or the present.
History books lie to us.
Any truth that you want to get to the bottom of that can't be found at the end, at the bottom of a bottle.
Hmm.
Was it really about states' rights?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of unknown things that I would like to know.
It was about states' rights.
It was about states' rights. This is Count Dooku. Saruman.
I mean, Christopher Lee, but yeah.
Man, I feel like there are some obvious ones like, when will I die? Or...
You would want to know when you would die?
No, but I'm just saying, I feel like that's a very common one.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't want to know.
No, I wouldn't want to know either.
No.
Because that would be weird. When will I die? They're like 4 p.m. What? Shit.
Or I find out how I die and I just completely avoid.
Unless it was a really far away, then that would like give you courage.
Sure.
Like,
or if it was really quick, you're like, you got 5 years left.
But if they were like, you die in the year 2082, then you could be like, anytime you want to do anything crazy,
I'm gonna live forever.
You'd be like, this is not the day I die. You know, you'd be that guy.
It's not this day.
Yeah. One of those guys.
Frodo.
Freya just screams for Frodo.
I'm not one to really like.
You're not a curious person.
No, I'm just. I don't want to know anything about my future in case it like changes it in any way. I'm taking this very serious.
But is there like a question you've always wanted to know? Like, did you think someone was lying to you about something? And so you're like, hey, what was the truth behind that? I really want to know the answer to this question.
Or if you want to make some quick cash, like what is Amazon's stock price next week?
That's true.
You know, something like that.
Honestly, I've always been curious if me and my mom would have been friends, like me meeting her 25-year-old self.
Hmm.
So I think I would want to know the answer to that. Like, hey, mom, you know, would I have been friends with my 25-year-old mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would she be at Darkness Brewery shooting the shit?
I think so.
Over a nice IPA.
So.
Are you an IPA fan?
No.
Well, you listen to Vinyl. I don't know if you liked IPA or something.
You seem so disappointed, Chris.
IPA is gross.
It is. That's the correct answer.
But yeah, that's my answer. It's not a very.
I like that answer.
I think that's sweet.
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't want to know too much about. Yeah.
It would also be too much pressure to know futuristic things.
No one would believe you either.
Yeah. Until it actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
Too late.
Yeah.
Or maybe, will there be a World War III? Actually, that might be the question I ask.
Mm-hmm. Too much stress. What if it just says yes?
Well, then
yes.
I could prepare
it just
for
says
it.
Yes.
I could.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, thanks, Crystal Ball.
Could be 300 years from now.
Are vampires real?
Like, what if it's.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we could ask about the ghosts.
Yeah. Ooh. Are ghosts real?
Are ghosts real?
Are the aliens real that they found?
Yes.
What's the deal behind that?
I have one last question for Madison before we wrap up, because we had that long aliens episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which this question is not going to make any sense. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, I believe in spiritual entities. I don't know if that's the same as ghosts. Like, I don't necessarily believe in like apparitions, like can embody. I don't know. I would say yes. The answer to that is yes.
Like, do you think
planes?
I'm not leading anywhere with this. I'm just curious because we talked about it at nauseam.
I think so. I think that there are, like I said, spiritual entities. Because I've had a paranormal encounter before. At least I define it as paranormal. And now I feel like I have to.
You want to tell that story?
Yes.
Yes, it's a little
was
bit.
Was it a pirate?
No, unfortunately. I've come for the booty. I'm like, yes! Yes!
And she was like, no.
What's sexier than a pirate? A ghost pirate.
It's like the pirate from SpongeBob.
I don't know that reference.
So it's very personal story because I think the spiritual entity was a family member. I was 13 when my grandma passed away, which is my dad's mom. And post her death, about 2 weeks post her death, I was informed that I had an older sister via my father. He had a child when he was early 20s that he didn't tell me about until just then. And I had found out that my grandma had had interactions with my older sister. And it was very, it was just a very weird time because I was upset at my dad for like this, for learning this and then realizing that the only woman that had any connection to my older sibling was my grandmother who just passed, you know, so there, I was very angry. And my parents were divorced and I was staying at my dad's house the same day that he informed me that I had an older sibling, whatever. And I had this very vivid dream of my grandma coming into my bedroom, leering me into the living room and us having a conversation. And I couldn't understand what we were saying to each other, but it was just this feeling of calm, this feeling of just, I don't know, the anger part of me just kind of went away. I don't really know what exactly the conversation was, but it was very, what's the word?
Reassuring.
It was very comforting to be in that scenario. And then when I woke up the next morning, I was sitting in the chair that I was talking opposite of my grandma, which just so happened to be her chair that she would sit in at my dad's home. So
you woke up in the chair?
Yes. The same chair that I was having the conversation in with her in the dream.
Wow. That's a pretty incredible.
So I mean, you can interpret
experience.
That as what you would like. I consider it paranormal just because I had never had history of sleepwalking. I had never done it again post that. And the feelings I had towards my father about the whole scenario just kind of lifted. Like it just, I don't know, it was a very like rejuvenating experience after having that dream. And it was just the, again, the coincidence of it happening the same day and, you know, post her death, it was just very, yeah. So that's the story I have there. But that's really the only paranormal experience I have. So I haven't seen a physical ghost other than in like my dream, but yeah.
I like that story.
That's a, yeah, it's a They're nice
great
story.
Stories.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
I'm glad you got to experience that. That's, yeah. That's a nice little.
I like to think it wasn't all up in my head, but maybe it was, but I choose to believe that it was something a little bit more than that.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good way to end the show.
Yeah.
Here at Therapy Things.
Therapy Things.
Therapy Things. That's good.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Yeah. We love you so much. Don't forget to rate and review the show wherever you listen to this. 5 stars, help us out. Helps other people find us. Go to streamingthingspod.com to find older episodes and all kinds of fun stuff. As well as follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all the socials, all the things,
all
and
of it.
Go to patreon.com/streamingthings. If you'd like to support the show directly and financially, we would really appreciate that. We thank you so much for tuning in each and every week, sometimes multiple times. And that's all the time we have for right now. My name is Kit Laser.
What happened to this button? What?
You just hear the doink.
Do you hear
of
that?
The soundboard?
Do you hear that little? What is happening?
Wait. My name's Kit Laser.
There it is.
It's just.
What happened to that button?
Just leave it that way.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.